come here again since 1996. So I think everything is so similar to 10 years ago. So that's why it is very happy. In some sense, I'm happy to come here again. Okay. So today, I talk about inclusion of Swiss algebra. And so basically, I consider the following program is like this. Okay. Now, so given a pair of Swiss algebra is common unit, and assume that so there exists a phase conditional expectation.
Focus.
Here. Thank you. Is it okay? Then, so my question is that okay, here is something so unit Swiss algebra with some property P. So P is you can so choose one of the good property. For example, it's a stable rank 1 or real rank 0. And also, for example, the AFC algebra, etc. Then, so my problem is that if small Swiss algebra belongs to this class, then when the bigger one is contained in the same class, this is my problem. So only we assume that the existence of phase-free conditional expectation in this case. But of course, good result, we put some condition on this conditional expectation. So motivation is a following problem which was presented by Blackada 1988. Okay. A is a AFC algebra, and G is a finite group, and alpha is the action of G on A. Is it true that topological stable rank of cross products is 1? Okay. In this case, it's any Swiss algebra. So he didn't assume that simplicity, and also any action. Topological stable rank 1 means that the set of invertible elements is dense in this cross product. So I tried to prove this one, so maybe 10 years or something, but still this is open question. But in this talk, we will consider a generally interesting problem and also show some affirmative data about this problem. So this is today's my talk. So here are candidates of properties. We consider the following four conditions in this talk, today's talk. So first is a topological stable rank, which was defined by Wiffer and Gimel Interstitial Algebra. The topological stable rank of A is defined to be the least integer n, such that the set of all n tuples which generate A as a left ideal is dense in A. N. The topological stable rank of a non-unitary Swiss algebra case is defined to be that with smallest integration. Okay, this is the definition of topological stable rank. And of course, topological stable rank is Y is equivalent to density of the set of invertible elements in A, as I said here. Okay. This is the first property. The second one is real ranks, which was presented by Brown Pedersen. Okay. Definition is similar, but different is take n plus one element from the self-adjoint set, then give an epsilon, and then we can replace this self-adjoint element by the another n plus 1 element in self-adjoint element, which distance is very near, and also sum of b square is invertible. In this case, we say that real rank, A has a real rank is equal to n. Okay. In the same way, so in the case of non-unitized algebra, so we think about the unitization of Schist algebra. So note that, so real rank 0 is equivalent to density of the set of invertible self-adjoint elements in A. This is a real rank 0 condition. This is very so useful in classification theorem and etc. The third property is here, property SP. The given Schist algebra has property SP if there exists a non-zero projection in any non-zero Hilbert subalgebra. In this case, we say that A has property SP. So, of course, if A has a real rank 0, in this case always, Schist algebra has SP property. So this one is a weaker condition than real rank 0 condition, 0. The last one is translation property. Schist algebra said to have translation of projections if whenever so PQR three projection which are so satisfy this condition, P is orthogonal to R, Q is orthogonal to R, and P plus R is the Mallet-Hahnemann equivalent to Q plus R, then so P and Q is equivalent. Yes. In this case, so we say that A has a cancellation of projections. If the matrix algebra MN of A over A has cancellation of projection for each N in natural number, we simply say that A has cancellation. So every Schist algebra with cancellation is stable finite. So here is the relation. Topological stable rank 1 implies that A has cancellation. And so cancellation is a weaker condition than topological stable rank 1. So here is the real rank 0. And when A has real rank 0, this topological stable rank 1 is equivalent to the cancellation property. A has a cancellation property. This was proved by Rakadan and Handelman, 1982. And also, so not so many relations between the real rank and the topological stable rank, but there is only one so relation is that real rank of A is less than or equal to 2 times topological stable rank minus 1. Of course, if you think about the special class of Schist algebra, then we have so some relation between two concepts. But generally, so I think as in my feeling, so this last characterization is useful. But generally, we don't hope for A has cancellation. No. We have real rank zero condition. That's why this one is not so useful, but so sometimes very useful. So this last one. Okay. This is also candidate for conditions in my today's talk. So that first. So now we are going to property SP. Here is a so definition of property SP, and okay. Okay, given so inclusion, pair of shift algebra is common unit and is a faithful conditional expectation. So at first is a, so I so introduced Kishimoto's characterization of alternates of action. When A is simple and alpha is an outer action on A, Kishimoto proved that the following statement, but this is a special case. I just pick up the special case. For every element of X of A and every non-zero Heritage shift algebra of C of A, so this infimum of norm of CX, C times X times alpha of C, this is equal to zero. This is characterization by Kishimoto. So one of the applications of this result is that it implies that the reduced cross product of a simple shift algebra by an outer action of a discrete group is again simple. So this is a useful observation. So I think about this type theorem for conditional expectation E. So I call E the outer. The following is a definition. Definition is that, given a conditional expectation E, then for any every element of X and the non-zero Heritage shift algebra C, we think about the almost the same condition, infimum of C times X minus E over X, C. This is equal to zero. Here, so, in some sense, very useful means that my theorem is 1998. So, think about pair of shift algebra is common unit and E be a faithful conditional expectation. Suppose A has property SP. And also, if E is alpha, then B has a property SP. And moreover, so I put, after writing this, I put another explanation. Moreover, in that right here. And in this case, why is outerness is very useful? In this case, it's every non-zero Heritage shift algebra of B. B has a projection which is equivalent to some projection in A. So projection, we can so get a equivalent condition, equivalent projection in given shift algebra A. This is very useful. After that, to prove the cancellation property or something. So if you think about the B is a cross product of A times finite group. So in this case, this means that any projection of cross products can be so equivalent to some projection in A. Then an example here is a, so put the example is a cross product K and like this. And if alpha is outer, so in the sense of this relation, then so E is a canonical conditional expectation is outer. So that's why the cross product has property SP when so A has property SP. So we can prove. And also, in this case, is G is a finite group. Then if you use the language of Shista index theory in the sense of Watatani, then so we can extend this theorem like this, which was done by Izumi. So Okay, here, so think about a pair of this algebra, but we put the irreducibility and the finite depth inclusion of simple cyst algebra. And also this is a, okay, and conditional expectation is of index finite type. So in this case, so E is always outer in the sense of here. So if you are familiar with the cyst index theory, so maybe this condition is so good condition, and also if many people use some consider problem under this condition, that's why so this is not a typical assumption. But in this case, so always E is alpha. He proved. The proof is not easy, but yeah, very, very nice. So that's why so so many cases. So we can conclude that so if a small cyst algebra A is a, has a SP property, then so B has also SP property. So now so irreducibility means that in this case is a relative commutant of B is a scalar. This is irreducibility. Finite depth or something of index finite type. So I would like to introduce cyst index theory, so briefly. Here is a story about the cyst index theory. At first, so think about the inclusion of unitary cyst algebra with faithful conditional expectation. Then, so quasi-basic for E, this is a finite family of U1, U1 star, U2, U2 star, da da da, UN, UN star of elements of E times B, such that satisfying this relation. So for any element B, B is written as a finite sum of UJ, E of UJ star B equal E, B, UJ, UJ star. Okay, in this case, we say this family is a quasi-basis for E. Then, expectation E has index finite type if E has a quasi-basis. Okay, or in this, so if E has a so quasi-basis, we call E is of index finite type.
What would you call a quasi-basis if it were
written? Quasi-basis, I don't know about that. Sorry, this is defined by Ratatani. Because in some sense it's okay. This index is not dependent on the choice of the like quasi basis. He puts this name. I don't know. I just guess. Okay, here index E is a summation of UJ UJ star. Okay. This is not a so choice of like this quasi basis. So we have many kind of quasi basis of given conditional expectation E. Next is and also so I the index where index is a positive scalar. The simple case is a positive scalar, and also if so E is of index finite, so we say that the inclusion has index finite type. This is almost the same as the factor and subfactor theorem. So next is basic construction, like factor subfactor theorem. Here I'm sorry, so I just write handwriting. So now, so yeah, okay, B, this is the same set of B. It's a pre-Hilbert module over A with you think by A values in a product like this. And then, So this epsilon is a completion of BA with a norm of like this. In this case, it's B is injective, and A sub A of E is a set of all left-hand module homomorphism. T is, but this T satisfies this relation. And here is a so canonical map from B to A sub of A of epsilon, and this, so which is defined by lambda of Bx equal Bx is a dense part of Ba. This is a natural definition. And here is a so joint index, joint projection, so people call is defined by EAx equal E of X. Okay, this so projection comes from the given faithful conditional expectation. So then, so we call the basic construction is that B2, okay, usually so B equal B1, that's why this is B2, is a sister generated by of lambda of B and this projection. Okay. So this is a so closure of span of like, so span of this set. Then we can get this relation. So if we, so make out this basic construction, then here is a conditional expectation E from B to A. And also, so there exists a faithful conditional expectation from B to B. So people say, so this conditional expectation is a dual conditional expectation of E. Then, so we so easily so guess that we can iterate it. So many times, so we can get the tower of so shift algebra. That is also the like subfactor and subfactor. So this is now tower of so basic construction. Okay, here. E of J, so this is a E BK minus 1, so, and this is a BK plus 1, is a, so basic construction of the previous shift algebra of BK and the projection, which comes from the conditional expectation of EK. Okay, then, so EK is a faithful conditional expectation from BK to BK minus 1, and BK plus 1 is from BK plus 1 to BK. This is dual conditional expectation of EK. Then we can get the tower of so in basic construction. Then, so at last we can so introduce the depth of finite depth of for the case of shift algebra. Okay, we then say that the inclusion has finite depth if there is n such that this relative commutant en times en and relative commutant, this is just equal to relative commutant in b sub n plus 1. In this case, we say that so inclusion has finite depth. This is similar to the factor and subfactor theory. And Izumi also defined in this so concept in his paper, and but the definitions are a little different, but the same anyway. So here is an example. So generally, I just think about the model of cross product. Okay, here then. So this is say that if a intersect algebra is finite group, then option, and in this case it's a cross product, it's a index finite type. So then the quasi basis is a UG star. This is a so general so unitary. And moreover, in this case it's from the direct computation, this cross product. This inclusion has depth 2. So cross product case is a depth 2 and the index finite type. That's why so at first we think about So finite, index finite and depth 2 case. Then we can get something. But so even if we don't use the outerness of conditional expectation, we can get this final version of theorem of property SP. This is in some sense a final version. Okay, now you understand the definition of index finite. Okay, so given a pair of C-star algebra with common unit, and it's a faithful conditional expectation of index finite. Suppose A is simple. We need a simplicity, unfortunately, and has property SP, then always B has property SP. Okay. In some sense, this is also final version of property SP. So, well, next is that, so topological stable. Yeah, 1988. So, in this case, I don't use your results. I just yeah, you can check my paper. So, the proof is different. Yes. No, B is not simplicity. We don't need that. A is the simplicity.
Yeah, sure, but
the
A is simple and it does not follow the B is simple.
No. B is a finite direct sum of simple C-star algebra. Yeah, this is proved by Izumi.
Well, that's okay, so this must be a finite direct sum.
Yeah, but I don't use this fact at that time because I didn't know that fact at that time. So that's why I just proved this theorem by using the Liefeld's. So. 98? I don't know. okay, I understand what you said. This is 1998, so like that. Because in this case, I was still. Okay, I understand your question, sorry. Here is a topological stable case. Okay, here, my target is how to prove the Black-Hadad conjecture and Black-Hadad problem. And at first, we get this theorem. This is joint work with Teruya. So let be the inter-C-star algebra and the pair of think about the pair of C-star algebra and E is a faithful conditional expectation with index finite type. And suppose the VK and VK star is a quasi basis for E and the number of quasi basis is N. In this case, topological stable of B is estimated by the N times topological stable rank of A. This is a rough estimate, but this is enough to get this theorem, the next one. So next one is, so in this paper, we think about the special C-star algebra, but after checking our proof, then we understand that this method is applied for general cases. General means that given a pair of inter-C-star algebra of index finite type and depth 2, we need a depth 2 condition because we just model is a cross product. And in this case, so suppose A is infinite dimensional with topological stable rank 1. Okay, if this is only topological stable rank 1 is more better result, but we need the property SP. So we use the pre-bias result anyway. Then topological stable rank of B is less than or equal to 2. We want to show that this is 1, but unfortunately this is true. And also, okay, we didn't assume that. We assumed, but we didn't assume that B is the simplicity of B. Okay. So here is an example. Is so topological stable rank of B is equal to 2. That's why this estimate is best possible in some sense. So this result comes from the following observation. So this one is also used to prove the translation later. Okay, given a pair of Schist algebra and finite type and depth 2, then corner algebra, think about the corner algebra, topological stable rank of corner algebra, which cutting by projection in A, then always bounded. So we use this observation to conclude this theorem. And I just put the sketch of the proof. Okay. We assume that A is simple, and with the, and also property SP. And in this case, it's a Hodge-Mendel, so we can take sequence of mutual orthogonal equivalent projections such that N is bigger than K. So this K is we assume this is K. Then here. Okay. Now so set of P is sum of the PI. So we easily know that this P corner algebra has a matrix unit. And such that PBP is so isomorphic to MN of P1BP1. Then using a recurrence formula, so topological stable rank is this is isomorphic, so that's what topological stable rank of this matrix algebra. And the recurrence formula says that this one is equal to this topological stable rank. And in this case, it's this is replaced by K. That's why this is 2. So this is a sketch of the proof. So this one, so this this one denotes a list integer greater than E. Okay. So next is we use the characterization of corner stable rank of corner algebra by Blackada. A is simple. That's why, so P is a projection in A. That means that P is a full projection. So that means that P is a full projection in B. Then, so Blackada's formula says that always this one is occurred. So always corner algebra is bigger than given Schist algebra. So that's why we can get topological stable rank of B is equal to less than or equal to 2. So this is the story of this theorem. So we want to show that in the case of A is a AF Schist algebra. Okay, if A is a simple AF Schist algebra. In this case, so we conclude that cross product is always less than or equal to 2. But still open, this is one or not. But if you try to solve this cross product by finite many times, like this, so A is a simple unitary Schist algebra with topological stable rank 1 and property SP. Then, okay, given a finite group, an action from GK to automorphism of some cross product this type. Then, topological stable rank is not greater than 2, always less than or equal to 2. So, I hope that this data is so guarantee that cross product equals 1. I hope, but still open. And also, about the stable length, there is another sort estimate like this. If you use the Liefeld formula more rigidly, then we can get this, in some sense, this beautiful estimate. And okay, let's be the unitized algebra and pairing, think about the pairing. And E is the faithful conditional expectation. And index finite when this is a quasi basis. Then topological stable rank of B is less than or equal to topological stable rank of A plus N minus 1. Previous version is that N times topological stable rank of A. So that is very rough case. But this one is in some sense a final version of estimate of topological stable rank of pair of Swiss algebra. So this one is done by joint work with John and Phillips and Teria. So recently. Okay. So now we are going to cancellation property. Then here is a cancellation property. At first I introduced the characterization of Blackadder. Okay, which is a little modification by Guttel and Chris Phillips, and proved by Guttel anyway. So essential part is Guttel prove it. And the theorem is following. Let A be a simple Swiss algebra, and let P be a set of non-zero projection with the following two properties. One is that for every non-zero projection Q in matrix algebra over A, then there exists a P which is belong to this capital P, such that 2P less than or equal to Q in K0 of A. This is the first condition. And this first condition is most of cases covered by property SP. I introduced the previous section. And the second one is supremum of topological stable rank of corner algebra is bounded. And this one is also covered by the previous section in topological stable rank. So that's why we prepared two sections to conclude the cancellation property. Okay. So if you remember the previous two sections, then if we think about the inclusion of simple Swiss algebra of index finite type and only depth 2, in this case we conclude that B has cancellation. Just previous sections results guarantees two conditions is satisfied. Anyway, if you take B, P is a set of projection in A. Okay, but we extended this result more general case. So we introduced that finite depth. So here is the 7. Okay. Given an inclusion of unitized Swiss algebra and index finite type and finite depth, then suppose that A is simple, topological stable rank is 1, and property is B. In this case, always B has cancellation. Okay. This is also final theorem in some sense. So to prove that this theorem, we use the following lemma. Okay. This lemma is guarantees that satisfy this first condition. in the case of finite depth. Okay, given inclusion of simple unitary fixed algebra with index finite type and finite depth, and suppose A has property SP, in this case, for any non-zero projection Q, derived non-zero projection P, which is sub-equivalent to Q. Okay, under this condition, so we can use a Smith characterization. At least E is outer. That's why we can find such a projection P. But in Smith case, it's both of simple. This is both of simple fixed algebra. That's why no problem. So we use this one. Okay. So in this theorem, so candidate of P is that the set of projection in P, projection in A, so here is the sketch of the proof. Okay, take P, the set of all non-zero projection in A. So we assume that A is simple. That's why, so using Smith results, so B can be so written a finite direct sum of simple fixed algebra like this. Da-da-da. So by several observations, this pair of fixed algebra also has index finite type. Okay, here this theorem is well known which in the factor and subfactor theory, which was done by Beach, and we just try to translate the factor and subfactor theory in the language of fixed algebra. And that's why we may assume that the B is simple. The next we use assumption of finite depth. So like this. And also we use the fact that we take K, which is a stable isomorphic to B, and K minus 1 is stable isomorphic to A. We take K like this. Then we can take a quasi-basis for EK plus 1, which belongs to relative commutant of A in BK plus 1. So this means that the number of quasi-basis is not included, even in the any projection P in A. That's a point. That's why, so using the estimate of topological stable rank, that we can get like inequality. Okay, this is topological stable rank of corner algebra is less than or equal to this number. This number depend on the choice of quasi basis, but this quasi basis is a fixed one. Okay, any projection, P, and in this case, this is a quasi basis for this restriction of faithful conditional expectation of this algebra. That's why we can get this estimate. So that means that after that, so BK has property SP using this lemma, and we can conclude that BK has translation. Okay, this is a story. And since BK is stable isomorphic to B, this means that B has translation. To make this algebraic version of factor and subfactor theory, so we need several arguments, and to complete the proof, we use 10 pages. Anyway, we believe that those results is well known for the sheet algebraic specialist, but unfortunately there is no reference. That's why we put proof, every proof in our papers. So here is the corollary and also remark. Okay. this theorem says that if A is, okay, now going back to the first problem by Blackadder, then if A is an infinite dimensional simple interstitial algebra, and Z is a finite group, and alpha is the action of G on A, and suppose that the topological stable rank of A is 1 and A has property SP, then cross product has cancellation by this argument. That's why if so cross product has real rank 0, then so we conclude that the cross product has topological stable rank 1, so we are done. But unfortunately, so we don't hope that the cross product always has real rank 0. So this is remark about this. So even here is so something write something. Usually it's a cross after cross product, so topological stable rank is increasing. And the here is also Blackadder question, and also there is even if so G over 2G, there is a example which has not so real rank 0. Okay. And also, even if also cancellation for a simple interstitial algebra doesn't imply that the topological stable rank equals 1. This is example by Andrew Stones. That's why. So that is unfortunately, so cancellation guarantees that so given topological stable rank has real rank stable rank 1. And also, even if A is algebra by finite group, in this case it's also the finite group is G over 2Z, there is an example which has not a real rank 0, which has a real rank 1. This is done by so Elliott makes such an example. Okay. So, there are some so counterexamples for this cross product has real rank 0, but has not a real rank 0. But I hope that so always this topological stable rank of is equal to 1 if A is simple and the topological stable rank 1 and so the property SP. In particular, if so topological threshold rank of A is 0 cases, I hope that so cross product is always has topological stable rank 1. Threshold rank 0 means that this is so defined by so flashing link. Okay. So maybe I may start with it. So thank you.
Cross product in the finite group, then can the cross product have a higher stable rank? Well, what happens if the stable rank is higher to begin with? What if the stable rank is 2? Then what is known about the stable rank of the cross product in the finite group?
In the case of higher rank, if so given shift algebra has topological stable rank 2, so your question is that after cross product is also a stable rank is less than y equal to 2?
Well, the question is just, are there examples known where it can get higher or is it or not?
In the case of special case is that so if a starting algebra has a topological stable rank, stable rank 1. Okay, here is a special state is like this.
That's not an example where the first cross product might already have, might still have table rank 1. That's
yeah.
Not an example.
Okay. So. I don't have an example.
Yeah, I was going to work in the opposite direction and say that if the typical behavior seems to be that if you have table rank 2 or more, that it gets even higher if you take the cross product, then it would seem rather unlikely that with the table rank 1, that if you take a cross bar, then it could get up to 2, because then it's going to get, then it's likely going to get higher later.
Yeah.
So table rank 1 almost sounds that it's going to have to be different.